like Picasso, I iced out my Vatos, I'm really a big ass beamer, big bands in my Billy necks. Don't play around on my phone, oh, give me sex. Watch on my wrist, out of date, but it's Rolex. Christy up next, I'm up now, stop your bullet.
I'm 550, 600, 100. 720, let's get straight to it. 800 tiers, what's that? 8 bands, hit the store and get some rubber bands, let's get straight to it. Everybody come together, everybody got the plan, he came with you. So if he still just follow you, he on your ass. Hey, yo, man, call his mans, make sure they ain't moving fast. Soon as they touch Atlanta, get with both security bag, nigga.
Oh, hey, back security, that's where my mama go. Hey, some little hoe, she right there, dead, Yokohama flow. Made that shit double, got a Uzi, I don't scuffle, not a banger, but that banger in my glove like an airbag. Niggas only aiming in the sky, I'm trying those air mags. All up in this, copping shit like fucking price tag. I'm ballin', ain't there a right nigga in the gang that I'm calling up. I need help, I'm dollars by my CTO.
You spray your bitch faithful, she sent her location. I hit her at the trap in Decatur, she basin'. Chop with the laser, get decapitated. Can't smoke, I'm on papers, hold on, this my Jamaica. 5-1. Ain't no disrespect without retaliation. Fuck a hotel, I hit her in the basement. Text her later like I'm done with you, I got a situation, man.
Well shit, bro, let me get her then. I'm a dog, out the switcheroo to the lion's den. Nigga talking down my burger more heat than a frying pan. Gucci around my hair, wrapped tight like I'm Taliban.
Like I'm Taliban, how we drop shit, go. Lot of dreadheads, lot of chopsticks. Text my nigga, y'all to get your top ripped. Don't ask the price if you know you ain't tryna cop shit.
Type to look around but never cop shit. Ay, I'm the type to buy the store, make them restock it. Ay, me on everything I own, I will not miss. Christy by my side, like a pilot riding cockpit.
Yachty, I might stop rapping for this one reason. If the fans hear this shit, I'm doing 100 C's. In the hood, shooting craps in my Yeezys. But angels on you niggas who be playing like y'all demons.
Your middle finger to them niggas hating and faking. They playing on my death, I get a mother deep in the trash. And this diamond truck up for some reason, give me pure ventilation.
What the fuck?
Every nigga living, we respect this collaboration.
This truck seems to have broken down, blocking the road, or the stop. All right, let's try and pull one of these, I guess. Okay, got around it. All right, fucking chaos out here. This is probably going to be it for a bit, driving. So we decided yesterday we'd come in today, do the podcast, and then probably make plans from there about what happens after that. You know, people need to get gear and stuff like that to make sure they can stream or whatever.
Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Now scrape, 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 scrape.
Put your stunner shades on.
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 Now gas, break, dip, dip. Gas, break, dip, dip. Shake them dreads.
Shake them dreads.
Shake them dreads.
Shake them dreads.
Let me see you show your grit.
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 Now fear, thanks.
Fear, thanks.
Fear, thanks.
Fear, thanks.
Those open minds.
Those open minds.
Those open minds.
Those open minds.
Now watch them swing.
Watch them swing.
Now watch them swing.
Watch them swing.
Go stupid.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if there's any traffic this morning. When I got in the car, it said, traffic is heavy, but I feel like it always says that. But it's like basing it on trends, not actual factuals. But yeah, I'm guessing we'll probably we'll do the podcast, skip the after show, figure out what we're gonna need to do to get ready, and then probably get out of there. That's my guess. The areas where there would be traffic without incident, so
get up, get up.
two punch here, that song, this song, I mean, pretty much the same song. Pretty much identical.
Yeah. a girl keep calling me. Sit back, relax, split a six pack, pop a Xanax with a tan ass bitch. When the man's out of town with the kids, came over with my dick and some Tony Roma's ribs. What can I do? Too good looking to finish high school. Came to Hollywood in 9-2 with a briefcase full of bud. This is the hook to the rap song. Everybody sing along. This is the hook to the rap song. Shake it, pretty mama. This is the hook to the rap song. Poppin' Chris in the club, y'all. This is the hook to the rap song. Everybody sing along. The Beatles said let it be, so let it be. Andre Legacy, celebrity. Eventually, but for now I slide the weed on the set of the OC. If you wanna hit me up, you can find me at the titty club, sniffing blow with a pretty slut. Or you can find me at the hot spot with some top notch crotch, taking a top off. Or you can find me in North Carolina in my baby blue Jordan, scoring punani. Armani slacks in a bag of means the party's back in my pad black. I got mad respect for whack MCs. And they give it back cause I'm packing heat. And I talked about a gun. This is the hook to the rap song. Everybody sing along. This is the hook to the rap song. Shake it, pretty mama. This is the hook to the rap song. Poppin' Chris in the club, y'all. This is the hook to the rap song. Everybody sing along. Get your ass on the dance floor now, cause I'm about to show you how to shake it back and forth like a seizure. Make you scream and rip off your t-shirt like a
36 minutes to the Golden Gate Bridge is not my best time. I'm a skeezer. But in this day and age, for a fucking weekday morning, is damn near unheard of. 36 minutes to the Toll Plaza.
This is the hook to the rap song. Shake it, pretty mama. This is the hook.
I want to say I had to come into the office on a Saturday once, and I got like at like midnight to fix something.
Everybody sing along.
I did it like 22. No, somewhere like 22, 25 minutes, something like that. Because I was driving too fast. longer going to actively market DirecTV. Well, they rebranded their DirecTV Now became like AT&T Now, right? So DirecTV really is just the satellite service, which is fucking expensive. And I guess with AT&T also being a fucking cable company. Yeah, no, I don't know. That all seems weird. Bunch of weird fits. It's almost like corporate mergers are messy and really shake things up and make you spend a lot of time thinking about what the fuck you're doing with yourself. I mean, you know, like, if the price is right, then, you know, sure, whatever, but that's, yeah. The DirecTV thing, it just, I mean, sitting here thinking about it now, with some benefit of hindsight, I guess, it doesn't, that seems like a really strange fit. Like, what's the actual, like, what are you, what's the value there? What do you, how are you extracting more value from that business by reducing, you know, redundancies or whatever. You got your central figures, your accountants and HR and, you know, all the people that, you know, you can lay those people off when you, or merge those positions together and get a bunch of people out of there. But was it that DirecTV had a good NFL deal? Is that the value of DirecTV? I remember that used to be the thing, is that they had some forms of exclusives on the sports packages. DirecTV and merge with Dish. Yeah. Well, then, isn't Dish on the hook now to fucking start a mobile provider? Because of the Sprint and T-Mobile merger? To turn the GameStop brand into something that makes sense in this day and age? Sure, probably. Does it look anything like what they're doing now? Probably not. And you need people to, you know, that can come in and sit on a board and make some of those changes? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about how boards of directors work to really know how much, you know, there are definitely some people on boards of directors that are on like five different boards and, you know, they just do whatever, whenever. But, so I don't know. Reggie's got weird experience between Pizza Hut and Nintendo. I guess Reggie's now all four used games. All of a sudden, they're the best. What a value they provide. You're near one of the weird test GameStops, huh? Yeah, that's, I don't want to socialize with a fucking GameStop. To be unfair, I don't want to socialize, period. Honestly, I think the thing I'm maybe a little more excited about in all this is that there's going to be new Death Set material. In that Tony Hawk stuff. Also, why would they license five fucking songs from one band? I can see four people wearing masks. Had been showing Tony Hawk prototypes internally. It just wasn't immediately clear if it was like a remake or a new thing or both or something, but I feel like this probably now makes it at least like somewhat persistent talk of a new Tony Hawk game. But I don't know. There's still a lot of value in that brand. But do you believe that Activision can put that together and make that good? I imagine that they're just looking, you know, like if you think about Activision as being cold and businesslike, just for a minute, like what's the opportunity? How big is the opportunity around a skateboarding game right now? A Tony Hawk game, specifically. I would say that the Tony Hawk brand, despite everything that's happened to it, is probably still bigger than the skate brand. By putting out a new Tony Hawk, if they can actually make it fucking good and make it appealing to the modern skateboarder, there's an opportunity to say, well, EA's not going to give you Skate 4, but we've got this. Today is just the fucking day of people fucking running in front of my car while the light is green, huh? Like, dude in a business suit just scooting his little way across the street after the light changed. Yeah, skateboarding is a service. The destiny of skateboarding games. Honestly, that sounds fucking awesome. It's like, you know, a regularly updated Tony Hawk game with, you know, classic levels, new levels, kind of, you know, like putting it all together in different ways, I think would be cool as hell. Session Skater XL and Skatebird all seem cool, but, you know, like, you have to ask yourself, are any of those going to break through in the size that even Skate did, let alone Tony Hawk at its height? The mainstream breakthrough of the Tony Hawk franchise, I think, is something a lot of people forget about, because it's been a very long time. Anyway, what I'm saying is I think I could see a world where Activision decides to take a chance on the whole thing again. Because what else do they have? You know, they've proven that they can do well with remakes of games like Spyro and stuff like that, so... So maybe, you know, maybe that strengthens the case for a remake? But they've poisoned the waters on both ends. I mean, you know, it depends on how many people remember that. Because, obviously, like, the last all-new Tony Hawk was a fucking abysmal failure. And the remake they did was also bad. Here, I'm gonna go. Good luck, everyone.